This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Imagine a metro area with much higher demand for skilled tech workers than there are people to fill those jobs. Well, that's basically Birmingham, and the imbalance is stark. In 2016, the U.S. Department of Labor granted UAB almost $6 million to train future IT workers. That resulted in a partnership called Innovate Birmingham, and is meant to strengthen the area's economy. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
24-year-old Jake Downard recently graduated from Innovate Birmingham's third IT boot camp. The program trains people for high-wage tech jobs. Think of it as a bridge connecting companies with IT openings to candidates with tech skills. Downard, a former Marine, says the 9-to-5 three-month program was intense. He did the IT training while he waited tables because he wanted a good job, but he didn't want to spend years getting it.
I wasn't trying to wait until I was 26, 28 to start a career. I have friends that have graduated college, and I would say maybe two of them have jobs in the field that they got a degree in. So, you know, organized education sometimes isn't for everybody.
Innovate Birmingham boot camps have given 70 people, including Jake, a different track. UAB's Abby Guerin is the program's director of workforce development.
We know that opportunity is not always distributed equally. We are connecting disconnected youth in the Birmingham area to jobs in technology.
UAB led a 15-member partnership that landed the federal grant to create Innovate Birmingham. The money is meant to prime the area's tech pipeline by training more than 900 young people by 2021. Many in the program haven't finished college.
We are gearing towards under and unemployed young people who maybe have started at university but haven't had the means to graduate.
Innovate Birmingham gives partial scholarships that combine with other financial aid so students can attend Jeff State, Lawson State, and UAB IT programs. The boot camps are free, and according to Guerin, about 70% of those graduates have been hired. UAB computer forensics researcher Gary Warner says that's a start.
There's so many jobs available right now in this space, but the supply and demand, we don't need to be graduating 50 people a year at UAB in this space. We need to be graduating 500. We have to change the way we're thinking about the problem.
Warner worries all the training in the world won't help local workers meet the demand if schools don't improve students' reading and math levels early on. But he's in favor of programs that get trained workers into the market faster. Abby Guerin says that's exactly what'll happen.
I think what Innovate Birmingham will be doing 5 or 10 years from now is completely filling the workforce gap here in technology so that companies aren't going to Atlanta or Nashville or Austin to hire.
And remember Jake Downard? As of December, he's a systems programmer at BBVA Compass.
I have an awesome salary job. I have benefits, insurance. I'm not a server anymore. I got vacation days. I can finally afford like a one-bedroom apartment. It's walking distance from the office, so everything's just going really well.
Innovate Birmingham started with 27 partner firms where graduates could land. Now, there are 50. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.